Yeah, not quar, but queer. Yeah, like, you know, they're queer in the head.
Has that word changed meanings recently, or?
Yeah, I think more now it's used to mean like a homosexual.
When did it get that meaning?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I've just heard it, you know, probably, oh, I'd say the last 10 years in an increasing sense, and I know that now, in fact, the younger people, if they say queer, that's what they mean. You know, they don't say somebody acts queer unless they mean, you know, that they're acting queer sexually, you know, abnormally. Terry, get back in the bed right now, please.
Did you ever hear people use the word queer as a noun to mean just peculiar? Like to say he's a queer, meaning he's just an oddball or something? And someone who's real sure of himself and does things his way, even if they're wrong, he won't listen to anybody else. You'd say that he's awfully.
Hard-headed.
Okay, anything else?
Might say, you know, he really is stuck on him. No, that would be more appearance. Hard-headed is the main one I can think of.
What about somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper? You'd say that he's.
He's a. Does it have to be like a noun?
No, he's what kind of person? He's a. He's awfully.
Well, I guess touchy.
And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so.
You know, I get so mad.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very.
Very tired.
Any other expressions?
Let's say I'm just exhausted.
Or I'm just completely.
Worn out.
Huh?
Just completely worn out.
Okay.
That's a good one.
And say
I say that all the time.
Someone had been well, and suddenly here they've got a disease. You'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they.
Got sick.
And if someone went outside in bad weather and came in and his eyes and nose were running and he was chilled, you'd say that he.
Caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little.
Stopped up.
It affected his voice. He lost his voice. He'd be sounding.
Well, I guess he'd have laryngitis, but he'd be sounding penny, maybe.
Well, no, I mean,
But
he didn't really lose his voice, but it affected his voice. Sounded a little rougher.
Yeah, well, sounded hoarse, I guess.
And if you do that, you have a.
Probably a cough.
And if you've got someone some medicine, you'd go in and you'd say, why haven't you?
Taken your medicine.
And the person might say, well, an hour ago I.
Took my medicine.
And in another hour I'll.
I will take some more, or I'll take some more.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you'd say that he's.
Deaf.
And if a man had been working out in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I.
Probably how much I sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a.
I guess a boil.
Any other name?
Rising, would that be one?
And the stuff that drains out.
Pus.
And in a blister, the stuff that drains out.
I mean, water.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?